The Tosis on base, I mean base, top Tosis on base, I mean base, quotes a Mishnah from the Goyim, Perek Yudalad. That's an important Mishnah that gives the three dinim of Tahara. When a person is Tomei, he has to go to Mikveh. So, Tovol Viola, when the person goes to the Mikveh, he's already permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. Even though one is Tomei, is not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. It's a Pasuk of Chumash. When you recite the Vidui Maaser, Vida Maaser is recited on Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So part of the Vida Maaser say, Lo bi'artan emana b'tamei, I did not consume the Maaseh Sheni in a state of Tumah. Whether I'm Tamei or the Maaseh Sheni is Tamei. So that's a Din D'oraisa. So you don't need Harav Shemesh to be permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. Tovol v'yalo, he come out of the mikveh, Oichol b'maaser, he's allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. Harav Shimsho is Oichol b'truma. He has to wait till Harav Shemesh. And then Hevi Kaparosai, there are Abba Mechusri Kapora, that's the name of the second Perek increases. Perek Abba Mechusri Kapora. Zav Zav Yaledis and Mitzorah means a person who's Tamei, who went to the mikveh already, he already had Harav Shemesh following the Tefillah in the mikveh, but he's required to bring a korban to complete the Tahara process. So the Zav Zav Yaledis and Mitzorah are considered Mechusri Kapora. They're still considered Tamei, partially Tamei, with respect to eating kochim, with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdosh, with respect to entering the Harabayis, even the Tful Yom is not considered Tamei. When HaTorah, Tful Yom is allowed to go on the whole Harabayis. When the Rabbanon, the people today go to Harabayis, so they go to Mikveh, and then they go, well, now Tful Yom, they go to the beginning of the Harabayis. I think that with the Rabbanon, they divided Harabayis into three parts. When HaTorah, the whole Harabayis is the same status. The Rabbanon, they divide into three parts. In the inner parts of the Harabayis, the Rabbanon, the Tful Yom, is not allowed to go. But so they're not supposed to go there. Okay. I don't know what they do. But Mechusri Kippurim is permitted to go, like a Tful Yom is permitted to go on Harabayis, Mechusri Kippurim is also permitted to go on Harabayis. He's only also to go into the Azara. He goes into the Azara, it's also Chayv Koris. Mechusri Kippurim, Tful Yom, Shenichnas Azara, is Chayv Koris. So those are the three levels of Tahara that the Mishnah has. In order to be allowed to eat Truma, you have to have Harav Shemesh. In order to be allowed to eat Kochim, also you need Harav Shemesh. Let's say a person touched a dead sheretz. He doesn't have to bring korbanos to complete the Tahara procedure. The Mechusri Kapar, only Abba Mechusri Kapar. Zav Zav Yaledis and Mitzvah, the others just need tefillin the mikveh with Harav Shemesh. Is Harav Shemesh ever relevant bizman hazeh? Halacha l'maaseh, no one is eating any truma today. We can't eat truma because we're all tamei meisim. For tamei meis to become toh, you have to have hazah shlishi shvi with par aduma water, and then you can go to the mikveh. People don't realize it's not enough hazah shlishi shvi. After the hazah shlishi shvi, then you have to go to the mikveh to become toh. So is the din of Harav Shemesh ever relevant bizman hazeh? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva. The Gemara in the first parak in Masechah Shabbos says that the Chachamim made Yudches Gzeres. There was one day when many of the Beis Hillel went out there in the Beis Medrash. They used to learn it together in the same Beis Medrash. So many of the Beis Hillel were not there, so the Beis Shammai looked around and they figured, let's take a vote on certain issues today and we're going to win. Like in Congress, they do that shtick. They look around, they see certain people are not there, so they push through certain bills. So the Beis Shammai outvoted the Beis Hillel one fine day. And 18 Gzeres, they made 18 Gzeres on one day. Then the Gemara tells us that the next day, when the Beis Hillel must have been by a bar mitzvah or a Shavu Brachas or something. So when they came back the next day, the rest of them, so they agreed with the Beis Shammai. So that's why we don't really count those when we say, how many cases are there that we pass on like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel? So those who are learning Sukkah and Gimel Amid Aleph, Tosfos quotes from the Siddur HaRambam going that there are six cases that we pass on like Beis Shammai. Why doesn't he count the 18 Gzeres? The Gemara said the Beis Shammai advoted the Beis Hillel, because the Gemara said the next day when the Beis Hillel came back to the Beis Medrash, so they gave in, they all agreed with the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara there discusses which are the 18 Gzeres. The Mishnah mentions the 18 Gzeres, And the Gemara lists them all off, and the Gemara explains what was the reason to make these Gzeiros Derabban. So one of the Dinim Derabbanan that they introduced at that time was that Habar Rosh Ruba Ma'im Shuvim becomes Tameh. A person is totally Tohar. He went to Mikveh a long time ago. He's perfectly Tohar. And then he takes a bath or in a bathtub, or he takes a shower, and they're pouring water on him, Rosh Ruba Ma'im Shuvim. So they made a din of the Rabbanan, Habar Rosh Ruba Ma'im Shuvim becomes Tameh. Why did they make such a din the Rabbanan? So the Gemara gives you the whole historical background that in the days of the Tanaim, the mikvahs used to be filthy. One person after the other, they didn't take showers every day like we do. That's a chiddush. That was after Whitney invented the cotton gin, I think, and they started making cotton underwear. Then people started taking baths and showers much more often. That's what I learned at MTA 100 years ago. So before Whitney invented the cotton gin, they didn't have cotton underwear, so the people took a bath once a year, twice a year, something like that. Three times a year, Shalosh Regalim, something like that. They hardly bathed. Whenever George Washington and all the other founding fathers, they used to, whenever they would smell, they would put perfume on their body. They wouldn't have a half a minute to take a bath or a shower. They didn't have it, it wasn't available. So the Gemara says that after the people would be tovel in the mikveh would be filthy, because many people used to use it one after the other. By us, they always change the water every night. They let out all the water, and they take in the water, and they make a hashoket. But years ago, they didn't have such a system like we have. So after the people would be tovel in the kosher mikveh, then they would take a shower. Then they would take a bath or a shower. So people would think that that's part of the process. When originally they made a mistake, that people who didn't know the halachas, they thought that's all part of the tefillah in the mikveh. You have to go to the mikveh and then you have to take a bath afterwards. And then people later on thought, how can it be that it's part of the mikveh? The mikveh water is dirty. This is clean water, and the whole purpose of the mikveh is to become tahar. So then the people later on thought, so what do I need dirty mikveh water for? So just wash off with the shower and the bath. And that was ma'im shuvim, that was no good. So they had this was a misconception that the people had. So the Chacham had to make a chumra midirabbanan. Abba Rosh Ruba, Ma'im Shuvim, makes him tummy. So what if a woman is married, and she went to mikveh, and then she takes a bath or a shower, so she's asur labayla. Abba Rosh Ruba, Ma'im Shuvim, becomes tummy. So that's ridiculous. You become tummy, you're not allowed to eat truma v'kachim. You don't become asur labayla. She doesn't become a nida. It's a miscellaneous tumah, but it's not a nida asur labayla. So the Ramah in Yeridaya, in the very last Ramah in the siman about Hilchas Mikvos, I think it's siman Reish Aleph or something like that, in the second Chelek Yeridaya, Ramah quotes from the Or Zeruah, who says, the Or Zeruah was the late period of the Bali HaTosfos. As well, I think was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutmerk, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Marthan, the Gos Maimini. So the Or Zeruah writes that he sent, I think, 18 shilas to the Tosis Rid. I don't know how he knew the Tosis Rid existed. As well, lived in Vienna. Tosis Rid lived in Italy. So he says he sent, I think, 14, 18 shilas to the Tosis Rid. He's going to be mekabel his psak, and then he has all the shilas, then he has the tshuvas that the Tosis Rid gave him. And then he says, even though he sent the shilas to the Tosis Rid expecting to follow his psak, on one of them he says, I can't follow the psak, I have charata that I asked you because I can't be mekel on this shilah. What's the din if the woman went to the mikveh, and then the same day she went to the mikveh, she washes with, she takes a shower with ma'im shuvim. So based on a Rashi in the first parak of Masech HaShabbos, there is a Ruah came up with this Chumrah, that there are two din. There's one din, a person is Tohar, a person went to the mikveh a month ago, and the person is Barosh HaRuah Ma'im Shuvim today, so the mikveh and Tomei Mikan Alaba. Then there's another din based on Rashi, that somehow it only applies to a shower, doesn't apply to a bath, that if you went to the mikveh today, and right after going to the mikveh, then you have Barosh HaRuah, they pour Ma'im Shuvim on you. Some there is a quote, some only say by shower, not by bath. That undoes le mafreya mid the Rabbanan. There is no such thing. Can't undo the mafreya tefillah in the mikveh. But the rabbanan it undoes the mafreya the tefillah in the mikveh, and the woman remains asur al bal. So the Arzura sent this with the other, what I think, 14 shilas to the Tosis Rid. So the Tosis Rid said that's ridiculous. There's no such thing. The woman does not become asur al bal. So the Arzura writes, I sent all the shilas to him, expecting to follow his psak, but I say I can't follow his psak. This was the psak hamakubal by all the Bali Atesus, that if the woman took the shower on right after going to the mikveh, that the shower undoes the tefillah in the mikveh, and the woman is asur al bailam. So how long does she not, till the next time she goes to mikveh? Not allowed to take a shower till the next time she goes to mikveh? So some say, some rabbanim in Eretz, some in America say, the Rama quotes this chum, the woman shouldn't take a shower after she went to the mikveh. How long? So some say in the same building. Because in the days of the Tanaim, when they made this gzera, the Basila with the Bishamai, they used to go to the mikveh. Then immediately after going to the mikveh, they used to bathe to wash off all the dirty water from the mikveh. That was matar then. So they used to wash it off right away. But once the woman went to the mikveh and she comes home, then it's okay, she can take a shower. But Moshe Feinstein thinks that doesn't make any sense. That it should only be in the building where the mikveh is. And he says, until Harav Shemesh. He says, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Rashi Tikkun. If Rashi holds that there is such a din, that if the person is Bar Rosh HaVeruba Maim Shuim, right after going to the mikveh, it undoes the Tfilah L'mafreya, the Rabbanan, so it must be, what Shaykh says, there must be before the Tahara had a chance to be Chal completely, before Harav Shemesh, up until Harav Shemesh. So the woman, let's say, goes to the mikveh at 10 o'clock at night, and she comes home. So she can't, if she takes a shower at home, that's before she's with her husband, that's going to undo the tefillah l'mavreya. She can't take a shower until tomorrow night. She has to wait till Harav Shemesh till tomorrow night. That's how Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer. He understands that it's called Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Rashi Tikkun, all the din of the Rabbanan. If there is such a din of the Rabbanan, that's how Rashi holds. And then once we participated in a gerus, so it was a man who sounded Jewish. I think his father was Jewish, mother was not Jewish. And he was going to marry a nice religious Jewish girl. So he was toivel in the mikveh, he was mekabel on mitzvahs, and then we said, okay, we'll wait for you outside. So after he went to the mikveh, then we hear that he took a shower. He didn't ask us. Then he took a shower. So we started to wonder, maybe you have the chumra of the Ozerua by a ger also, that the ger was toivel in the mikveh, and then he took a shower. We didn't tell him he should toivel in the mikveh again. Because the whole chumra of the Ozerua, talking is a chumra to begin with. But maybe next time, Tak, we should tell the Gerim that they shouldn't take a shower until tomorrow night. They should wait till tomorrow night, to be choshish for this Rashi. Anyway, so these are the three dinim. Tovel the Yola, Eichel b'Maisa. He's permitted to eat Maisa Sheni right away. Harab Shimsha is Eichel b'Truma. Hevi Kaparasai is Eichel b'Kotchim. So what does it mean, Harab Shemesh? Where is the pasuk? Where's the Hanchumish Harav Shemesh? It says in the Pasuk, Ovo Hashemesh V'Taher, on Beis Amid Aleph. It says, Ovo Hashem, the person goes to the mikveh, and then Ovo Hashemesh V'Taher. V'Taher means for the purpose of eating truma. Ovo Hashemesh V'Taher. What's the din taka? Tful Yom is not permitted to eat truma. There's another din. If Tful Yom touches truma, he passels the truma. Him touches truma, he passes the truma. So there's a stira in Rashi. There's one Rashi in Saita, and there's one Rashi in the end of Chulin. Forgot which one. So on the side of the Gemara, they point out there's a contradiction in two Rashis. One Rashi writes that this din, that if Tvil Yom touches truma, he passes it, that's only midirabban. The din in Atara Tvil Yom only is a question of Chumash. The din in Atara only is that Tvil Yom is not allowed to eat truma. But if he touches truma, he passes, that's only with the Rabban. The other Rashi contradicts that, and he says it's against the Pasuk and Chumash. Because it says, not only does it say, Havo HaShemesh V'Taher by a person, it says it by Kelim. If you have a Kli that's Tamei, as by Maim Yuva V'Tamei Ad Ha'eri V'Taher. So the Kli is going to eat truma. The Kli is not a kind can eat truma. So it means you shouldn't put truma in the Kli, because the Kli is going to passel the truma. So it's a beferish of passing a chumash at a tvil yom who touches truma, a person or a kli. That's a tvil yom touches truma, passes a truma. So that's a stir in the Rashi. Whoever wrote that Rashi, maybe it wasn't written in Rashi, whoever put that line into Rashi, forgot a pasuk in Chumash. It's a beferish a pasuk in the middle of Vayikra. B'amayim yuvah v'tomah ha'er v'tohair, that Tvoyayim not only is not committed to eat truma if he's a kohen, if he touches truma, he passels the truma. Fine. So when is the Ha'er Shemesh take place? So the Gemara has over here, towards the bottom of the Beis Amid Aleph, when is that? The Gemara says, "Mishas teis al kachom." Milsa gavurcha kamash melankana meim skach lepichum. Mishas teis al kachavim. Why mishas teis al kachavim? Why? Because that's what it means. Avo Hashemesh v'tahir. That's what I always thought. That's what everybody always thought. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that this is a mistake in the Gemara, on the first page in Talmud Bavli, and all the kisvei. Yeah, it's a mistake in all the Svarim. He says, Ovo HaShemesh means when that time period is over. The time period of Yom is over when it comes Shkia. So in between Shkia and Seisar Kochavim is a new time period of Ben HaShemeshes. So we spoke yesterday, the Mishnah say, there's a Mishnah in Baba Madlik, and Safik Hashecha, Safik Eina Hashecha, Ben HaShemeshes is a Safik Am Safik Laila. So you go to Chumrah, you're not allowed to do Malachas Deraisa, you're not allowed to do Malachas Derabanan, okay? Some things you are make called Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is always treated as a Safik Yom Safik Laila. What kind of a Safik Yom Safik Laila? Is that we mentioned yesterday, there's a Ritva in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma talks about Maloi Chofnov K'toris Samim Dako. The Kohen Gadol has to take, every day you bring K'toris Machtzisa Babayk and Machtzisa Bein Habayim. Every day there's a mitzvah HaK'toris HaK'toris. You don't need a Kohen Gadol for that. Kohen Head, you can do that also. Mak the K'toris on the Mizbach HaZohav in the Heichel. And on Yom Kippur, in addition to being Mak the K'toris on the Mizbach HaZohav, the Kohen Gadol has to take Maloi Chofnov K'toris Samim Dako. It has to be Dako, Min HaDako. All year long has to be Dako. Yom Kippur has to be daka min adaka. He takes melachov to k'toras amin daka. Maybe he beis laparech. He takes it into the kodesh hakadoshim and he puts it on a machta. And the machta is on the floor. A chiddush. He can have a k'tora in a kli and a machta that's on the floor, even though it's not on the mizbeach hazov. Mizbeach hazov. So the Gemara has a sasafik. when he sticks his hands in, they have a big box full of k'toras, and he sticks in melachov to k'toras amin daka. What about the k'toris that gets stuck in between his fingers? Is that kilifnim or kilachutz? Does he have to be makta that? Whatever is outside of his hands is not malachofnum. Outside is outside. Whatever is inside he has to be makta. What about bein abinayim? What about in between the fingers? So the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara says, Bosa de Baya, the Pashta, Rabba thought about it for a while, then he came to the conclusion, Sveikuhu. So what was the conclusion? So what was the conclusion? He used to sometimes our Soloveitchik would get stuck in the middle of the shiur. So he had a boy taping the shiur all the time. So he says, stop the tape recording. He's thinking. Then he says, I have it. Turn on the tape. The guy turned on the tape. He's like, I don't know. Turn off the tape. So what did Rava? The Gemara says, Rava had a suffix where the Ben and Ben Ayim is Kilifnim and Kilachutz. Bosa de Bayah or the Pashta, Sveikuhu. So what was the answer? It's the same thing as before. He doesn't know what the din is. So the Ritva explains, no. Before he had a suffix, whether it's like inside, like outside, he came to the realization, it's a din suffix. It's whenever you have a tartar disaster, this is one of the recurrent themes in Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim. He once gave a whole Yartzeit Drasha about this Ritva in Yuma. The Ritva in Yuma gives a mashal from Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is a suffix. So he claims, not everybody agrees, the Ritva and Yuma claims that Bein HaShemashes is not the Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. When does Yom end and when does Laila begin? 1 minute after Shkia, 2 minutes after Shkia, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 18 minutes. You're not sure where to draw the line. He says, no, Bein HaShemashes has a din of Yom and of Laila, and since it's a Tata Disasa, so the Halacha treats it as a Sofik. Rav Soloveitchik extended this. Sometimes you have a chatzi ebed, a chatzi ben chorin. It's both an ebed and a ben chorin. It's a tarta disastri. Sometimes you have something that's both karka and metaltlim. Another moment, namely botzer. Something, whenever you have a tarta disastri, sometimes you have a person who's a half Jew, half goy. Let's say there's a Jew who is Eben Avod Azorah. So Eben Avod Azorah, Dina Kakum. But he's Jewish, though. He's both a Jew and a goy at the same time. So you treat him as if he's, since he's a tied to the sas, treat him as if he's a suffix. You have other cases like that. You have the Avnei Nezer. Rav Soloveitchik got this idea from the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. Rav Soloveitchik was young in Europe, so in the village where he lived, there used to be an Avnei Nezer. So he picked up a lot of wonderful ideas from the Egli Tal. He used to quote a lot from the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. A lot of times he would say word for word things that he saw in the Avnei Nezer. So the Avnei Nezer has a few Tshuvas where he talks about this. The Avnei Nezer has a Tshuva where he talks about a Kli. A pot was made with a mixture of different materials and made with sand. It should be a klicheres, and it was made with metal. They have a lot of kalim today that they're a blend of different stuff. If it's 75% metal, it's dina kekli matechas. If it's 75% cheres, dina kekli cheres. What if it's to the best of the knowledge of the manufacturer, 50-50? You blend it, it can't be exactly 50-50. It's a epsilon something, but to the best of our knowledge, it's 50-50. So Tosefta has a whole discussion, how do you treat the kli? Do you treat it like a kli cheres? It's not mekabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside. And a kli cheres doesn't have tara b'mikvah, doesn't have the chumis, the kulis. So it's a whole discussion in tanoim attitude. So the Avnei Nezer develops this idea. He has the tshuva about the Jew, who's Abid Avad Zara. He's both a Jew and a non-Jew at the same time. So he explains difficult, complicated shittas and Shulchan Aruch based on his idea. Whenever you have a tie to the sasa, you treat it as if it's a sofik. It's not really a sofik. So he said, the Ritva comes up with this chiddush that Ben Ashmashis, that's his dugma. Ben Ashmashis is a tie to the sasa, so he treats it like a sofik. He thinks that that's the pshat and rubber. Rubber had the sofik, Ben Abirayim Mahu. What about the Torah that got caught in between the fingers of the Kohen Gadol when he sticks his hands in to get Melechof no Ketara Samin Dako? So Rava had a sofik, he said, Kilifnim Kelachutz, Basad Dabaya Hoda Pashto, Speku, that is both. It's both Kilifnim and Kelachutz, and since it's a tie to the Sasri, he treated it as if it were a sofik. Not a real sofik, whether it's inside or outside. It's a tie to the Sasri, digger sofik. There is a. There is an institution of Ashim Tolui. What's an Ashim Tolui? If a person knows for sure that he violated an Avera, he did an Avera B'shogeg, which if he would have violated the Nezer, he would have Mechayev Kares, that's a person by mistake ate Chametz Dikka cookies on Pesach. They look the same as Pesach Dikka cookies. And then afterwards he realized they ate a Chametz Dikka cookie. So he's if you eat Chametz B'mezid, you have Kares. If you eat Chele B'dam, if you eat on Yom Kippur, if you do Melocha on Shabbos, if Boal Anido, let's say the wife was a nida, he didn't realize, and then they found out later she had been a nida before the tashmish. So whenever a person violates an aver b'shege, which if he would have violated the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares. So that's the rule. Kol she's done a kares, and she goes a chatos. What if the person is mesupik whether he violated an aver sheish b'kares or not? So he can't bring a chatos al sofek. A chatos is not bob and edim and adobe. So you only bring a chatos if it's a vada. So that's the institution of Hashem Tolui. Whenever a person is mesupik whether he ate chaylev or not, whether he ate chometz b'pesach or not, so he has to bring an Hashem Tolui. So the Rambam has a famous opinion. Rambam and the Raiva happens to agree with this Rambam that sofik deraisa luchumra is only midirabbanan. Rashi and Kedushin and the Rashba, most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, but the Rambam has this shita. The Rambam has it explicitly. The famous Rambam is at the end of Perek Tes in Ilchas Tumas Meis. So the Rambam says every case. Rambam there is talking about Sofik Tumma B'Shisayochet, Sveika Tomei Vadai. And he says, by all Sofik Deraisa L'chumre, it's all only L'chumre Midirabbanan. It's not Minatur. Sofik Deraisa is L'kula Minatur. So, and the Raiva happens that it's usually the Raiva argues with the Rambam whenever he has something. Here the Raiva happens to agree with the Rambam. He says more than the Rambam says. So this is a problem, according to the Rambam. Why should there be an institution of Hashem Tol? It's Mutta Minatur. If you have a sofik chela, sofik shuman, the whole prohibition against eating it, sofik darabana lechumra, sofik daraisa lechumra is only midirabana. So why is he mechayif to bring an Hashem Tolui? He should be mutar lechat chela to eat this stuff. So this is a pella. So in the Rambam, all the editions of the Rambam that we have now, they put in parentheses, the Kesem Mishnah says there is a, he has a ksavya that has the following line, and they put it into the Rambam. So they put in, and if you'll ask a question, it's clearly not by the Rambam. 100% not by the Rambam. So he says, if you'll ask a question, how can I say that Sveika Deraisa Luchumre is only Luchumre Midirabbanan? How do you have an institution of Hashem Tolui? So he says, Hashem Tolui is with his Koris. when there's kares, then sveka deraisa is l'chumer mederaisa. If there's no kares, only a lav, then sveka deraisa l'kula mederaisa. But if it's an isa kares, then sveka deraisa l'chumer mederaisa. Problem is, the Rambam says explicitly, before you get to that brackets that was put in, the end of Perek Tes and Hilchas Tumas Meis, the Rambam says, by Shabbos and by Arayis, that we say, Sofek Deraisa L'chumre, it's only Midirabban. It says, Beferi Shabbos. Shabbos is Koris. And it says, Arayis. Arayis are Koris. So the Kesem Mishnah thinks that Ksaviyat that he found is accurate. And he says, Shabbos must go on Truman. And Shvi says, Behemto. It can't go on the Lamates Melochas. All of Melochas have Koris. The Rambam says Shabbos, he means Shvi says Behemtom. Then he says Arayis. Arayis is Karis, all the Arayis. He must go on Chav Yalavin, that the Grusha Asur Lekoin, Mamzeris Lisrael. But he says Arayis, says Shabbos. It doesn't say that in the Rambam. So the Acharonim say the real answer on the Rambam is a different one. The Gemara increases, with there's a whole Perek there about Oshem Tov. The Gemara increases, has a Machlekes Satanoim. For the Yeshem La Mikro, Yeshem La Masoros. What are you doing is a Kriya Ksiv. Do you paskan like the Kriya, or do you paskan like the Ksiv? When there's a conflict. So the Gemara has, whenever it's possible, you should establish the halacha based on a blend of the Kriya and the Ksiv. Like it says, Ki Yutan Mayim Al Zera, so it's written Yutan without a Vav. The Gemara says, Yitain Dumi Adi Yutan. Where else? The Gemara has a few times like that. Yidarshan. Yira Yeroi, Shalishman Yeroi, Kol Schurchas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara darshan Yira Yeroi, Kedar Shabbat Leroi, Kach Bal Leroi, you darshan the Kriya Niksiv together, whenever it makes sense. What if there's an open conflict, you have to either pass like the Kriya, like the Ksiv. So that's a machlokes, whether you say Yeshem La Mikra, we follow the Kriya, or Yeshem La Masoros, you follow the Ksiv. Masoros means the Masoretic text, the way the Ksiv is in the Chumash. So that's a machlokes, not only when there's a Kriya Ksiv, Kriya Ksiv. It says Yish Galena, and you read it Yish Kavena. That's a Korean exhibit. You don't say it all, but it says, even in a place where there's no Korean exhibit, it's the same word that's written, but you could have read it differently. So the Gemara still has a Machlekes Satanaim. Do you pass on like the Korean, do you pass on like the exhibit? Yeah.
Isn't that concept of Machlekes Tanaim later in Sanhedrin? I think it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, by Mishkav Zach or Mishkav Behema, whether you say Lo Sishkav, Lo Sishachev. Yeah. Two lives
are
one
puzzle
because of that.
Okay.
Isn't that concept of
Machlokes Tanaim
later on?
Yeah, it is Machlokes Tanaim. Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamaseras, yeah.
Right, but the Maskana of the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin seems to be that in some cases, right, Shuayim instead of Shit, right, some cases you read them both together. But that seems to be a Machlokes later on.
Okay. It's how you paskin is a problem. The Stiris and the Ram, but the paskin Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamaseras, okay. But the topic is a topic that's discussed by Tanaim in different contexts, right? Right. So by Oshem Tolui, there's also such a machlokes HaTanaim. Let's say a woman cooked the food for her husband, then he eats the food, and now he's not sure that he eat chelev or not. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. Is Yechai Vashem Tolei or not? Maybe the din of Vashem Tolei, we pass on, the din of Vashem Tolei only applies if you know for sure that there was a chaticha of chelev in your house. There were chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. There was a chaticha of chelev in the house. And the wife cooked one of them, and now it's a tarugas. Now she doesn't know which one the husband ate, which one she ate, not the husband. She's also Jewish. She doesn't know which one she ate. She doesn't know which one. She knows that there was a chaticha. That's called ikve yisur. You know for sure that there's shtei chatichas. Chaticha achas v'shtei chatichas. Right. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. So we paskin the only time that Yechai ben Hashem Tolei if there was chaticha achas v'shtei chatichas. But it's only chaticha achas. It's not ikve yisur. Then itake not chai v'Hashem Tolei. So the Rambam's sheet is only feasible. The Rambam can only take such a position. That Sofek Deraisa is Lekula Mideraisa, it's only Lechumer Miderabanan. If you accept this psak, that's how we pass Malalocha. That you only Chai Bashem Tolu, if you have Chatich Achas, Mishtei Chatichas. If you would have adopted the other position, that even a Chatich Achas, you have a Sofek Chela, Sofek Shuman, and you Chai Bashem Tolu, so the it's explicit that that's sofik deraisa l'chum. Sofik deraisa l'chum. The Rambam can only have his, can only entertain his position because he's paskin la'alocha. That's how the Prima Gordon quotes from all the classical achrenim. He can only begin to say sofik deraisa l'kulam deraisa if you hold that by Hashem toli malachayv chaticha achas mishtei chaticha. So now there's a question, 1 minute. That was the question. The Mishnah says a person did malacha bein hashmoshes on Shabbos, he's chayv hashem toli. So Tosfos raises the issue: where do you have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas? Bein hashmoshes safik yom safik laila. It's one chaticha. I don't know whether the beginning of laila was 2 minutes ago or 5 minutes from now. I'm in between. I don't know where to draw the line. When does yom end? When does Friday end? And when does Shabbos begin? So Tosfos says the Mishnah goes like the other time, that you don't, that you chayv hashem toli even on chatich achas. You don't have to have chatich achas mishtei chatichas. So the Sfasema suggests on that Mishnah increases that maybe bein hashmashes, that maybe the nature of the sofik of bein hashmashes is such that it should be considered like ikva yisura. maybe even if you all you need chatich achas mishtei chatichas, maybe bein hashmashes is ikva yisura. It doesn't explain why. That's probably why. If you all like this ritva in Yuma, that bein hashmashes is not a sofik yom sofik laila, where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at shkia, a minute later, 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, 15 minutes? You don't know where to draw the line. No. It's a period of time. Bein hashmashes is a block of time that has properties of yom and properties of laila. Because it's a tied to the sasi, the halacha says you have to treat it like a sofik. It really isn't a sofik. It's both yom and laila, but you treat it as if it were a sofik. So if you say it like that, then the Svasemis makes sense. He says maybe we should always consider bein hashmashes like a chatich achas mishtei chatich. It should be an ikve yisur. Someone want to raise an issue.
Does that mean, for Rambam, according to Rashi,
I don't know. Ram Zavada is another problem. How do you deal with that? There's a Chuvas HaRambam where the Rambam says that he got his opinion that Sofik deraisa lekulam deraisa from the pasuk that the Gemara has in the end of Kiddushin, that Mam Zavada v'lo Mam Zav Sofik. That Sofik Mam Zav is mutam in HaTorah. It's only awesome at the Rabbanu. Shtuki v'asufi is a Sofik Mam Zav. It's only awesome at the Rabbanu. So the Rambam and the Chuvas, right, that's where he got his opinion from. This tshuva was unknown to many of the Achrayim. They assumed that that it must be that this what he needed pasuk mamza vaday, mamza sofik. If you read the first chapter in the Shev Shmaitzer, so he quotes from the Achrayim. What he needed pasuk mamza sofik is mutter. The sofik deraisa is always lekula mederaisa. So they say it must be the pasuk means that the mamza can have two wives. He can have one wife who's a mamzeres and one wife who's a ksheira at the same time, and it's a tie to this asterisk. If he's a mamzer, what's he doing living with the ksheira? And if he's not a mamzer, what's he doing living with the mamzera? So they say, mamzer vada la mamzer sofik means more than sofik deraisa lekula. Even in a tie to this asterisk, it would also be mutter. Or maybe it's even mutter if it's not a 50-50 sofik. Let's say there's a sofik mamzer, and the likelihood is 90% chance that he is a mamzer and 10% likelihood that he's not a mamzer, based on the odds of the situation. We're not sure what the facts are. So that shouldn't qualify. In Kol HaTorah Kula, that wouldn't qualify as a suffix. You have a right to say that he is a mamza. But because of the Gzeres HaKasa, so you would say even a suffix koldu. Any suffix koldu would also go lekula in Hilchas Mamzer. So Epstachreinim somehow were not aware of this Chubas HaRamam, or they thought maybe it's not authentic, whatever, and they thought that the mamza vada or la mamza sofik maybe is a different din. So let's get back over here. So we said there is a question regarding bein hashmashes. What's the story of bein hashmashes? So Tosfos increases, understands the simple pshat bein hashmashes. This period of time is a sofik. When does yom end and when does laila begin? Now, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, till you know for sure that it's teisa kochav. And the Ritva in Yuma has this comment that bein hashmashes is both yom and laila. As properties are yom, properties are laila, and we treat it as sofik because it's a tied to the sasri. So the Vilna Gaon has this fantastic chiddush in Semen Reish Samach Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about hadlakas haneris. He's not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos during Bein Hashmashos. So he discusses when is Bein Hashmashos. Fine. It's also important. We may as well discuss it now. There is a contradiction between two Gemaras. When is Tzeis HaKochavim? The Gemara in Psochim, next to the last perek, and the Gemara in Psochim, the Gemara talks about the din of Pesach Sheni, that whoever is Tomei B'derech Rechaika brings Pesach Sheni. So what does it mean, Derech Rechaika? Derech Rechaika means that the person... different opinions in the Mishnah. What's the definition of Derech Rechaika? The accepted opinion is that if the Rambam has a different sheet about this, but the simple pshat, learn Rashi and Tosfos, the simple pshat is at Chatzos Hayom, on Erev Pesach, at Chatzos, when everyone becomes mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach, where is he located? If the Rambam holds, he determined this at Hanetz Achama. But all the Rishonim, the Poshim Pshat Nigmar is not like the Rambam. The other Rishonim say, at Chatzos, when the Chiyav HaKrovos Korban Pesach begins, where are you? If you are within Tezvav Mil from Yerushalayim, and you will be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia, you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia. You have to bring it before the Shkia. So if you are within Tezvav Mil of Yerushalayim, you'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim walking by foot. Why walking by foot? The Gemara knows that if you go by camel, you're going to go faster. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't matter that you have a camel, you have a jet, that you have an automobile. It depends on walking by foot. So if you can arrive in Yerushalayim, if you are at Chatzos within, you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius is Tezvav Mil. So if you're Tuch Tezvav Mil, that's called Min HaMadim V'Lefnim. Madim was on the circle. Madim was exactly Tezvav Mil away from Yerushalayim. Tezvav Mil is how much you can walk from Chatzos till Shkia. So then you consider Derech Kareva. So then you can send a message. Let's say your children are going to Yerushalayim before you. Part of the family is going to be before. So tell them, please be Meshatef me, make me a Shutef in your Korban Pesach, and I'm gonna come to Yerushalayim. I will arrive there before nighttime. And so he's not in Yerushalayim the whole day of Erev Pesach. It just comes a minute before the Shkia. So that's called Derech Kareva. But if he's outside of this circle, min hamadim v'lachutz, he's not within this radius of Tezvav Mil, then even if he wants to, even if he sends a message, he cannot be a shuta, he cannot be a bailim on a korban pesach. Even if he wants to bring it, he can't bring the weep machleg zamarayim weep baskin. He can't bring a korban pesach. So when the Gemara is calculating this, why is it Tezvav Mil? So the Gemara is calculating how much does the average traveler walk in a day. So the Gemara says, well, the average traveler starts walking if he's going to walk all day long. Average. He's going to start at Los HaShachar and walk until Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Gemara says, well, how much time is there between Los HaShachar and Zricha? So the Gemara says, different opinions. One opinion of 4 mil. And how much time is there? Mil is a distance on the ground. And mil, how much is mil in a mile? A mil is alpay mama. Alpay mama is what? The 5/8 of a mile or something like that. I think it's a little more than half a mile. 5/8 of a mile, I think. And the Gemara says that, so mil is a geographic distance on the ground. A mil is an amount of time that it takes the average person walking to walk a mil. So the Pashta says, the Mishnah Berurah always quotes that a mil is 18 minutes. He always works all the cheshbonos. And we used to have Professor Leo Levy, he used to teach here in the college, he used to teach physics. Then he went to Machon Lev. He became the head of Machon Lev. So he put out a book, Jewish Chronomy, Zmanei Hayom B'Halacha. In the Hebrew side, it's called Zmanei Hayom B'Halacha. In the English side, it's called Jewish Chronomy. That's how I knew what the word chronomy went. Okay. And one of the haskamas to the book, I forgot already who, one of the rabbanim quoted this ritva in Yuma. That's how it became famous. But the Ragachava quote in the Tzofnas Panech on the Ramam, Ragachava quotes this ritva in Yuma, that Ben Hashmash is that I didn't tie to this asri. So the Gemara The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that a mil is not 18 minutes. A minute, the way we have, that the day has 24 hours and every hour has 60 minutes, it's really a mistake. The mil is really 22 and a half minutes. That's what Professor Levy explains in his book. And he says, the Achranim say so with Farish. They write, they said it's 18 minutes, is like 18 minute matzahs. What do you want 18 minutes? Some people think, I remember one year the SOY went to bake matzahs. So that year they had 16 minute matzah. People didn't want to buy it. They wanted dafke 18 minute matzahs. They think, so here, chai, 18 minute matzah. Better if it's 60 minutes, it's better. They only took the first 60 minutes of matzahs. So this whole 18 minutes is really a mistake. So Professor Leo Levy quotes the Achranim say beferish that those who said 18 minutes had a different time system. They had that fewer minutes in an hour, so the minutes were longer. But according to the system that we have, that you have 24 hours in a day and you have 60 minutes in an hour, that's really 22 and a half minutes. So this whole story of how much is the shear mill and so on, this is all based on the Gemara next to the last perek in Pesachim, where the Gemara is making the calculations of Pesach Sheni, who is called Derech Rechoiko. So the Gemara says there, from Alos HaShacha till Zricha is 4 mil. Time is 4 mil. And from Shkia till Seis HaKrachavim is 4 mil. So a mil is 22 and a half minutes. So 4 mil is how long? An hour and a half? 90 minutes. An hour and a half. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's ridiculous. How could it be? What do you mean? Seis HaKrachavim is an hour and a half after the Shkia. The sky is full of stars all over the place. How can that be? You just need Gimel Krachavim Bein Anim. So there's a Gemara Masecha Shabbos at the end of the 24 Prokim of Masecha Shabbos. So Perek B'Mamad Likan, the second Perek of Masecha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Sovek HaShecha, Sovek Kein HaShecha, what are the dinim in Bein HaShmashas? So Gemara there has a discussion, when exactly is Bein HaShmashas? Gemara says that Bein HaShmashas, different opinions. Rashi over here quotes the wrong opinion, so the only guy corrects the Rashi. So the Gemara says, give him a rive mil, three quarters of a mil. Three quarters of a mil. So it's a stira. One Gemara says that Ben Ashmashes, that Tzesak Gacham is 4 mil after the Shkia. The other Gemara says that it's Gimel Reve mil. So it's a stira. So the
Shkia?
The Gemara in Bama Madlikin says that all Zman of Ben Ashmashes is only Gimel Reve mil. And the Gemara in Psachim, in the ninth Perek in Psachim, Perek Mishai Yatameh, it says that the Tilt Seisak Chacham takes 4 mil. So the Rabbi Natam came up with his fantastic answer that most of the Rishonim seem to agree with the Rabbi Natam, not to be believed, that from the sun setting Tilt Seisak Chachavim takes 4 mil. But that's not Bein HaShmash, it's that whole block of time. The last Gimel, Rive Mil, let's say Mil is 22 and a half minutes. How much is 3 quarters of 22 and a half minutes? You have to know arithmetic, whatever. So the last 18 minutes of the 90 minutes, the last 18 minutes is Bein HaShmashas. And the first, how many minutes? 72 minutes. 82 minutes. 72 minutes. First 72 minutes is Vadayom. And the last 18 minutes is Bein HaShmashas. So the Vilna Gaon argues there in Reis HaMachalaf, Hachush Makrish. What do you mean? Vada Yom till 72 minutes after the Shkia. And then it becomes Bein HaShmashas. The sky is full of stars. It can't be. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the whole thing is not correct. He thinks that the Gemara Mei Mamadlikin that says that Bein HaShmashas Gimel Rivei Mil means that from the Shkia till the Tzeis HaKachavim is Gimel Rivei Mil. That's Bein HaShmashas and Fartik. The other Gemara Psachim is not talking about Bein HaShmashas, is not talking about Tzeis HaKrachavim for halachic purposes of doing a bris by Yom HaBalayla, doing the Tilas Lulav, doing the Tkiya Shofar. More is talking about travelers. The travelers start traveling by foot from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis Kol HaKrachavim. But that Tzeis Kol HaKrachavim is not relevant for any other purpose. It's relevant for travelers to establish when is Derech HaChayka. Okay, that's what the Vilna Gaon claims.
That's not what the Gemara Pesachim says either.
What is the Imam Safim?
The Imam Safim says that the thickness of the rakia is 10% during the day. It's 10% of that during the day because the day is during a day you can walk for 10 parsa, 40 mil, and from Alos to Nate you can walk from Alos to Nate you can walk 4 mil, and from Shkia to Seis you can walk 4 mil. So it takes 4 mil worth of time, which is 10% of the day, in order for the sun to come out of the Rikia and for the sun to go back into the Rikia, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So it's not just talking about traveler. It's not just talking about traveling during the day, right? The Gemara says, oh, it's the Gemara's point is it's using the Braisa about how thick the Rikia is to prove what travelers do. But there's something going on with sunset during that whole 4 minutes.
Okay, it's supposed to correspond to something in Metzius. But the Gemara never says it's Nageh to Dine Yom Alayla. That's what the Vilna Gaon holds. It's not Nageh to Dine Yom Alayla. Laila was a long time ago. After the Gimel Rebbe Miller, after the Shkia is already Laila. And then the rest is for travelers. It corresponds to something in the Ovi Harakia. Okay. The Shach in Yeridea, the Mechaber writes like that in Yeridea and Hilchas Milo, that if a baby is born on Shabbos, then the Milo is Derech Shabbos. If the baby is born made on Shmashes, the Mila is not Derech Shabbos. That's a Mishnah in Erechin and a Mishnah in Masech Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a baby is born 65 minutes after the Shkia Matzoi Shabbos, it's Badayom, until around 70 minutes, it's Badayom, and the Bris is Derech Nek Shabbos. So the Shach says, he thinks that that's not the common practice. Shach lived in Vilna, says he doesn't think that's the practice. The practice is Not like the Rabbeinu Tam. How can it be that it's Vadayom? 60 minutes after the Shkia, how can it be Vadayom? So those are the two, those are the sources for this Machloikis. The Vilna Gaon tightens that Hachush Makhish. It's impossible to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Talmud Chacham here, passed away last year, Rabbi Gettinger, big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a sefer many years ago that he only got to print when he was already a year or two before he passed away. So he wrote a whole sefer about this, and he thinks that if the Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon would be in a room together, they would say the same thing. He says the Rabbeinu Tam shita was misunderstood by the lady Bali Atayis, and Rabbeinu Tam never said it. He said the same thing as the Vilna Gaon. It was just a miscommunication, and they were using the same words to mean different things. But there is no such thing. Rabbeinu Tam never meant what was assumed to be a shita, yeah.
Is there any reason to assume that there's different mitzvahs in places you are? If you go to Eretz Yisrael, the Shkia is so much quicker than it is here. So
yeah. It clearly is different, yeah. In certain parts of Europe, Ben Hashmasha takes forever, yeah.
So how does this bond work according to Rabbeinu Tam versus the Gra in those places?
So you have to figure out what is the degree of the angle of the sun below the horizon that it should make it so dark. So that's what Leo Levy's book is all about. He was in physics, so that's, he has charts to explain how to calculate everything.
It doesn't help for the Gorilla in time. The Gorilla lived farther north. If anything, it would make sense the position to reverse. Right? The Lithuanian is farther north than France.
So therefore what?
So the Spanish Russia should take longer, at least during most of the year.
Okay.
Maybe
does take longer. Does take longer. We couldn't have met this summer. I was touring in Lithuania, in Eastern Europe, so we couldn't make Avdol until we couldn't have Mar until after 10:30. Doomsday. Yeah. Remember once when I was in Berlin also. They asked me to give a shiur after Mincha on Friday afternoon. So I gave a shiur for an hour, and still it was no way near Shkia. The Shkia was way later. It wasn't shy to wait till Shkia. So they said they went B'Kabbal Shabbos early. And they made Kiddush, and the sun was still shining outside. Then it took till like a quarter to 11 or something, till the middle of the night. It took till Tzeisa Kavamis. Everybody had to eat another kezayis at the end of the meal, kezayis of bread at the end of the meal. Because the 2 days were the 2 days in Tzeisa, the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Ayoyotze, Suda Shabbos, if you eat during this man of Tosefes. So the Taz says, he recommends, you should be choshish for the other opinion. You should always, if you eat, if you make Shabbos early, and you make Kiddush early, you should make sure that you make Kiddush early, saying Kiddush al Makom Sudas. You have to start eating right away. Otherwise, you're not Yotze the Kiddush. But then, in order to make sure that you're Yotze the Sudas Shabbos, you have to have at least a Kazayas, a Kebetza, a Yotze and Kebetza, different opinions at the end of the meal, before you bench, after it's really Tzeisa Kacham, to make sure that you're Yotze. So the Gemara has in Masech Shabbos, in the end of Amamadlik, and the Gemara has a Masech Nida, a Machlek is Hatanaim, Reb Yuda, and Reb Yosi, how long is Bein HaShmashah? The Gemara has it over here, on the last line, on the base, on the base, the last couple lines. There's a Machlek, Reb Yuda, Reb Yosi. Reb Yuda's opinion is that there's a block of time that's considered Bein HaShmashah. So the Vilna Gaon says that block of time begins at Shkia It goes Gimel Reve Mil, and sometimes it, depending which country you live in, how close to the equator it is, and so on, it'll be longer than Gimel Reve Mil. Okay. Depends on the degree of the angle of the sun below the horizon. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it's a whole block of time, and that block of time, Gimel Reve Mil, approximately, is the Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says the Ben Hashmashos is only a harifayin, just a half a minute, a moment, and it's not a whole block of time. So the Gemara in Nida, what daf is it in Nida? They tell you on the side. Nida daf nun gimel amar aleph, here the bottom line on base on the base, and the Masoras HaShas says Shabbos daf lamed aleph Nida nun gimel. The Nida nun gimel, the Gemara has two lushanes, two versions. What did Rabbi Yossi say? So one version is the whole period of time. Let's say the 25 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda that he says that that's Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's Vadayom. Ben Hashmashos is the next half hour. And one version of Rabbi Yossi is the last half a minute of the 25 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda, the last half a minute is Ben Hashmashos, and the first 24 and a half minutes is Vadayom. So these are two versions of the Gemara. So the Gemara in Tainus, there's a Gemara in Psochim, in the middle of Makom Shenoga. The Gemara says that Ben Hashmashos on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you have to observe the Isur. Yom Kippur is a din d'oraisa. It says Ben Hashmashos Safik Am Safik Laila. Tisha B'Av is a question why, but the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashos is Asa. Hashem came Ben Hashmashos of the other Taneis, Masor, B'Tevit, Sam Gedal, Shavasa B'Tamuz. The Gemara says Mikra Din Ben Hashmashos you're allowed to eat. So some Tetaz understood this to mean that that Ben Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is Asar because Tisha B'Av is not the Rabbanu. Tisha B'Av is Mediri Kabbalah. And the Gemara has a Loshen Diri Kabbalah ki Diri Torah Damya. Just like Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, so Safik Diri Kabbalah is also, what is Diri Kabbalah? Diri Kabbalah means a Din the Rabbanu that appears in Tanakh. If it appears in the Nevi'im Aksuvim, that's called Dibre Kabbalah. So the Gemara has such a lashon, Dibre Kabbalah ki Dibre Torah Damyon, that you have to be machmer on dinim that are Dibre Kabbalah, as if it were a Safik Deraisa. So that's what the Taz understood, that fasting on Tisha B'Av is Medibre Kabbalah. Because the Esther Novi Zechariah, when they built the second Meis HaMikdash, should we still continue to fast on Tisha B'Av, as we have been fasting for the last 70 years? And he gave a very unclear answer. So the Taz understood, misunderstood, whatever. Taz understood the answer to mean that Tisha B'Av Yimuchim Medivre Kabbalah Tefes, Medivre Kabbalah Gedivre Taradami. So that's why Ben Hashmashos says also. Masheni came the other Tanei, Sem Yikra Din, it depends on Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, but we don't live in a country where there's open persecution against the Jews. They're not killing any Jews now in America. So midin hanavi, it should really be optional. It should be ratzim misan, ratzim misan. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. But Tosis quotes all the Rishonim quote from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. Kvash aviyu alai chayva. Meaning is that we do fast. It's not even the rabban. It's not even rabban. It's only kvash aviyu alai chayva. So there we say that's when you say Ben Hashmashos is mutter. But Ben Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av, Ben Hashmashos since Tisha B'Av is b'divrei Kabbalah. So that's why you have to go the chumer. That's how the Taz holds. So this, the Taz is of the opinion that a cholet, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a cholet she'ein bo sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. Let's say a person will survive if he fasts on Tisha B'Av, but the person, let's say a pregnant woman, and she'll be throwing up all day long. She'll be nauseous throwing up. If she'll eat normal meals, she won't be throwing up. So that's a cholet she'ein bo sakana. A person who will fast, he'll survive. But he won't be able to function normally. So the Mechaber writes that the Chodesh Hashem B'Sakana doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon, and the Tanya is the Rabbanon, the Chodesh Hashem B'Sakana doesn't have to fast. So the Taz disagrees with the Mechaber, and he writes that that's not correct. What do you mean? Tisha B'Av is the Dibre Kabbalah, the Raida Ben Hashmashos is also the Dibre Kabbalah, the Dibre Torah Damah, they only had to eat the Chodesh Hashem B'Sakana. We should not follow the Mechaber. The Mechaber is basing what he said on the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam. We mentioned yesterday the Ramban has all the dinim of Avelos. Then he talks about Avelos of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Then he talks about fasting on Tisha B'Av and fasting on the other Taneis. So the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch is straight from the Ramban. that a chodesh shem b'sakan is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So the Taz disagrees. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he writes, during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbah and Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed. Truth of the matter, even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a very poor man and he had hardly had any Sfarim at all. The Shach probably wasn't too wealthy either, but the Shach somehow had access to every Sefer under the sun. We never heard of this Sfarim that he used. He lived in Vilna and had all the Sfarim that were printed in Salonika. He had everything. No one ever looks in those Sfarim. He quotes all the Rishonim, he had access to everything. And the Taz didn't have access to anything. The Taz always makes a pilpul on a tour, on a Bez Yosef, on a Gemara. He didn't have any Sfarim. They say that the Moichel Sfarim was once passing through Krakow. Taz lived in Krakow for a while. And he was selling an Aguda. So the Taz said he'd like to look it over during the nighttime to see if he wants to buy it. So he read through the whole Aguda, then he gave it back the next morning. He says, I can't afford it. He knew in advance he wasn't going to be able to buy it. He couldn't afford it. But he said he wants to pay the Moichel Sfarim because he read all night long. He read the whole Sefer. And whenever he quotes an Aguda, they say that's from the memory, that he borrowed the Aguda one night and he read the whole Aguda. He didn't have so many Sfarim. So the Avnei Nezer writes that the Rashbah and Rosh Hashanah wasn't yet printed during the lifetime of the Taz. Even if it would have been printed, the Taz probably would not have had a copy. The Rashbah says beferish that this chumra that we say on Tisha B'Av, it doesn't depend on Ratzah Misanim, Ratzah Misanim. That's only Midi Rabbanah. That's not Midi Rabbanah. So the whole Taz is not accepted. Somebody about 10 years ago, I remember I was touring in South Africa. I wasn't touring. I went to participate in a rabbinical conference in South Africa. Every summer they have a conference of Rabbanim. So I was there for a week. So the Balabosim, whose home I was staying at, wanted to show me that he's up on everything in America. So he shows me his library. He had a beautiful library. He was a Yodea Sefer. And he shows me, has all the Sfarim from Rav Soloveitchik. And he shows me the latest Sefer. So he gives me a Sefer I haven't seen in America. He shows me a Sefer they took Rav Soloveitchik's talks that he gave on Inyanei Tisha B'Av, and they printed them in English. So I read the first four pages, and there were two major mistakes in the first four pages. I have one mistake. Maybe Rav Soloveitchik said it, but he didn't want it to be printed because it's against what it said in Shulchan Aruch. It's against what he paskins also. They wrote there that Rav Soloveitchik said Tisha B'Av is a tainus sibur, and therefore the only one who's allowed to eat is a chodesh eish b'sakon. All of a sudden, going to paskin like the Taz. Nobody paskins like the Taz. Tisha B'Av, everybody knows. The Chodesh She'ein B'Sakan is permitted to eat. We don't paskin like the Taz. We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch over there. We don't assume that fasting on Tisha B'Av is Midiri Kabbalah. There is a rule, Midiri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Damya. Fine, if you have something that's Midiri Kabbalah. But fasting on Tisha B'Av is not Midiri Kabbalah, it's only Midiri Rabbanan. So why is there a difference? So how come Ben Ashmashas of Tisha B'Av is Aser, and how come Ben Ashmashas of the other Tanesim is Mutter? So the Avnei Nezer explains in his Tshuva. He says, Tisha B'Av, you have to be concerned about two Ben Ashmashas, because you have to fast for 24 hours. So if you want to be Mekel on the first Ben Ashmashas, that Ben Ashmashas is Dina Kiyom, then you have to be Machma on the second Ben Ashmashas. If you want to be Mekel on the second one, because Ben Ashmashas is Kalila, you have to be Machma on the first one. So you can't be mekel on both. That's a tie to the sasri. So you have no choice. You can't say arbitrarily, we're going to be mekel on the first one, going to be mekel on the second one. You can't paskin lehokal arbitrarily whenever you have a tie to the sasri. That's the simen kuf yir aleph in Yeridea, the last simen of the first chelik Yeridea. That's called shteik deiris. The Abenisa, the Rabbanan fell into one pot or the other, and both pots are kosher. You don't know which pot just became trape. So you can't. This is potato soup and this is carrot soup. I like potato soup. So I'll say, Sofik Darbana Lakula. The tray for Yisrael fell into the other pot. You have no right to assume like that. You have to ask either one pot or the other. And you have no reason to say, Dafka this one over that one over this one. So that's called Shteka there. So you have to ask both of them. So on Tisha B'Av, where you're dealing with both Ben Ashmashas, so you have to go to Chumra. Because you can't be Mekel, it'll be a tie to the Sasi. Can't be Mekel on both, it'll be a tie to the Sasi. Can't be Mekel arbitrarily on one and not on the other. So you have no choice, you have to go to Chumra. But the other Tanesim, you don't have to fast Leila V'Yoma, you only fast by Yom. So there's only one Ben Ashmashas to talk about. So one Ben Ashmashas, they say, Safik Darbon Lekul. That's what Avnei Nezer explains. So the Gemara says that Meikar Adin Bein Ashmashes of Tzami Gedalias or Betavis and Shivasa Betamis Bein Ashmashes is Muta. Bein Ashmashes Muta to you. So Tosis and Tainus has a kasha, but the meaning is not so. Why is the meaning that people wait till Tzeisa Kehavim right after Shkia is Bein Ashmashes? So why doesn't everybody eat right away right after the Shkia on Shivasa Betamis Tzami Gedalia? And Asara B'Tevis. So Tais doesn't understand why the meaning is Lahachmer. So the Vilna Gaon in that Reish Samach Aleph has a famous explanation. He says, the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When is Bein Hashmashes? So Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole block of time, the first 25 minutes after the Shkia, that whole block of time is Bein Hashmashes. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says, only Harifayin. Either the last Harifayin, the last half a minute of the 25 minutes, or the next half a minute. That's in two Lashanis and the Gemara needed the afternoon gimel. Nafkamina la locha there. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, and by my madlikin, you should be machma like both. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can do malacha the first 24 and a half minutes. It's still vadayom. So there we're machma like Rabbi Yehuda. You consider it as if Bein Hashmashes began already at the moment of Shkia. And when it gets to other dinim, we would paskel like Rabbi Yossi. Sometimes like Rabbi Yossi, sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda, depending which way is lachumer. So the Vilna Gaon assumes that it's like a sveka de dina, whether the din is that's a simple reading of the Gemara in the end of Bama Madlikin and that sugi and that lamedala there, whether the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, the din is like Rabbi Yossi. So the Vilna Gaon uses an expression that appears in Bava Metzia and Perek Hazav, trei kule loy mikilina. It's not right to use a kula on top of a kula. So he says, you have one kula, the Gemara says, that Bein Hashmashes of Asara B'Tevis you're allowed to eat, then you're going to be makel that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bein Hashmashes begins right away at Shkia. So that's not right to pile up one kula on top of another kula. Not right to pile up chumras on top of each other either. But to pile up kulas, trei kula le'mikelina. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's the answer to Tosfos' question, that Tosfos and Tainus daf yod aleph fast. How come the minig is everybody fasts on Asara B'Tevis and some Gedalia until Seisa comes, so he says, no, you only fast till Bein Hashmashes, but maybe the dinner is like Rabbi Yossi. The Bein Hashmashes is only a half a minute after Rabbi Yehuda is Bein Hashmashes. So you have to wait all the 25 minutes, then to wait another half a minute. So that means you wait till Seisa comes. The bottom line, you wait till Seisa comes. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Seisa comes is, it's Vadayom during the first 25 minutes that Rabbi Yehuda claims is Bein Hashmashes. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vadayom. So that's it. You have no right to be makel one kula on top of the other. To assume that din is like Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Hashmashes begins right away at Shkia, and that Bein Hashmashes you will have to eat. That's the famous Bi'ur Agro. So the Bi'ur Agro says there, when you get to the din d'araisa, when is Harav Shemesh? So we always thought, the Gemara says Harav Shemesh, it says Kacham. He says, no, Harav Shemesh means you have to, you toivel bayom. That's a person goes to mikveh, whatever day, he became Tomei a week ago. He became Tomei 20 years ago, but he never had a chance to go to Mikveh. He goes to Mikveh today, so you have to wait Harav Shemesh. After. Somebody wrote a sefer years ago with a chiddush that you can have the Harav Shemesh before going to Mikveh. I was Tomei 20 years ago, and I had Harav Shemesh a long time ago, the last 20 years. I had Harav Shemesh every day, and I go to Mikveh today. So not a Tvil Yom. Tvil Yom is if you went to Mikveh the same day, then you have to wait till Laila. But if I already had Harav Shemesh before, so that's against often in Mishnah. So Rav Zevin, Zechar Rach, he used to, for 3 years, he used to write a weekly column in Hatzofeh. Hatzofeh was a Mizrahi newspaper, Olam HaShalom. The organization doesn't exist anymore, practically. The Mizrahi Paklik doesn't exist. And the newspaper Nebuch doesn't exist, Hatzofeh. And he reprinted a lot of those, the book reviews. Every week he had another sefer. He used to write a book review. He reprinted them in three volumes, that's called Sofer Misvarim. They never reprinted those. There was never, all the other songs by Rav Zevin reprinted. My guess is that he probably had charata, that a lot of times he attacks the people who wrote the Svarim. If you got a Pasuk in Chumash, if you got a Mishnah, if you got a Gemara, if you got a Tzais, if you got a Nesivus, if you got a Shach. So he attacks a lot of times these Svarim. So he probably decided it's not a nice thing, so he asked them probably not to reprint it. But they're fantastic, they're worth reading. So he has in one of the book reviews he has that this prominent Rosh Hashiva made a mistake. He thought you can be Yotzei Har Shemesh before the tefillah in the mikveh. Har Shemesh has to follow the tefillah in the mikveh. So what does it mean? Whenever you go to a mikveh, you have to wait till the end of that time period. So when is the time period over? So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the time period is over at Shkia. You don't have to wait till Tzeis HaKohanim. The Gemara said in favor is the Kohanim only eat. Kohanim only eat at Tzeis HaKohanim. So he says, that's not really true. The Kohanim eat the Trumah. Harav Shemesh means when the Zman is up and you're ready into the new Zman. So he assumes that Ben Hashmashes L'Rab Yudah, this 25-minute block of time, that's a new Zman, that's both Yom and Laila. And according to Rab Yudah, the Kohanim can eat the Trumah during what we call Ben Hashmashes. But we don't do that because we're not so convinced that the din is all the way like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the din is like Rabbi Yossi. So the time unit is not up yet. It's Vada Yoim until 25 minutes later. Then it's Bein Hashmashes. So the Gemara says you got to wait till Bein Hashmashes. You got to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. That's like he explained why you can't eat during Bein Hashmashes after Asara B'Tevis, because Trei Kula Le Mikilinan. So that's why. But he says Rabbi Yehuda himself would allow the Kohanim to eat Truma during Bein Hashmashes, because the time that day is up, and now it's a new unit of time. Whenever you reach, he says, Avoa Shemesh v'taher. Avoa Shemesh doesn't mean Tzeis HaKoham. Avoa Shemesh means that the day is up, and it's a new time unit now. Fantastic Chiddush. He thinks that it's a misprint in all the Gemaras.
Even though the Gemara says, Simulat
versus Kochavim, he says, Tzeis HaKochavim, that's if you hold like Rabbi Yossi. That means Rabbi Yehuda's Tzeis HaKochavim is Bein Hashmashes according to Rabbi Yossi. The same answer he gave to Tosfos' question and Tainus Daf Yud Aleph, that's how he interprets our Gemara. So a very big Chiddush is usually not assumed like that. Usually assumed like it says in the Gemara, that Hayar Shemesh means you got to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Vilna Gaon Tainus not so. He says, Avoah Shemesh. Avoah Shemesh doesn't, it just means that that time period is up. So that's what we left off yesterday in the middle. Okay, that was old business. Now starts the Shia. Okay, so we just finished off in yesterday. Yeah, another old business. We were learning the Tosfos. Not a moment. Here, the Gemara has different opinions. When is Bishach Bucha? When do people start going to sleep? So the Gemara has one Tana after the other. Every Tana has a different Zman. One Tana says Tzeis HaKochavim. One Tana says Shosh Mani Nechnas and Lechel Pitam Barbi Shabbosis. One Tana says, well, each one gives a different Zman. This is the Zman of when people are starting to go to sleep. So if you say Kriya Shema before that Zman, you're not Yotze. Why? Misofik or Bevadai? You're not Yotze. Misofik, you're not Yotze Bevadai. You're not Yotze Bevadai, you're not Yotze. Because Zman Shchiva, the Chachamim were kaveh. Zman Shchiva was based on these Zman. This is a major problem the Mishkan Yankiv talks about it. This made sense before they had electricity. Once you have electric bulbs, so you're waking up in the morning and going to sleep at night doesn't correspond, living or dead, to the sunrise and the sunset. They change the clock in the middle of the year, change the clock back again. But yes, it doesn't correspond at all with sunrise and sunset. So maybe this man Kriya Shema in the morning should change. Maybe this man Kriya Shema Balayla should change. So this is a major issue that the Mishkan Yankiv talks about. He has a whole sefer on brachas. So it's called Koheles Yankiv. That has to be discussed. Okay, so that we'll have to say for some future time. So the Gemara has a different opinions. When is man Shchiva? This man Shchiva, by the poor people, they can't even afford to spend money for a candle. So they eat earlier. The wealthier people can afford money for the candle, so they're going to eat supper later. Today everybody has electric light, so we can eat supper in the middle of the night. Our supper doesn't have to correspond to when the sun sets or the sun rises. So the Gemara has all the different Zmanim. So it means before that Zman, it's not yet Zman Shchiva. But you look in the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi on the first page in Brochus has the Shaila from Daf Chof Aleph that the Babli has. Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kara, what's the din? So the Gemara had a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol says, "Sof kar kriyas shma is like kara enchaz v'kara," because he holds that kriyas shma is lab deraisa. We don't paskin like him. The Rambam doesn't paskin like him. Tosfos apparently does. The Rambam paskin like Rabbi Loza. Sof kar kriyas shma is like kara chaz v'kara, because kriyas shma is deraisa, and Safik Deraisa Luchum. So the Yerushalmi has that discussion on the first page in the Mesichta. Then the Yerushalmi quotes the Mishnah and a Braisa. Yeah. The Mishnah says, you only Yotze Kriya Shema B'Shua Shalakam Nechnas Lecha B'Chumas and Simel Adavit Seis HaKochavi. Then the Yerushalmi says, HaKari Kaidim Lezman HaZeh Lo Yotze Dechai Vosa. Why is Lo Yotze? Because Safik Deraisa Luchumr. Shema Mina. Shema mina that Safik Kara Kriya Shema Safik Lo Kara Chayze V'Kari, because Ben Hashmash is Safik Yom Safik Laila, and you're not Yotze Safik Deraisa Luchumr. If you would have asked me, they didn't ask me. Good me. They didn't ask me. If you would have asked me, I said, what do you mean? Why is it a suffix? It's a vaday not. Like, when the poor people start to eat, when the rich people start eating on Erev Shabbos, and all these manim, this is all when is man shechiva, when the people start going to sleep. So I would have said, the Tan and the Mishnah says the Chachamim, but people start going to sleep. It's not because it's a suffix, yam suffix, laila. But Yushalmi holds not so. Yushalmi holds that all of the others, manim, manomid base, that's man shechiva. And this Tana who holds, Seis HaKochavim, holds that it's a din and Laila. So if you do Kriya Shema during Bein HaShmashes, Bein HaShmashes, Sav Yom, Savik Laila, Savik HaShecha, Savik Enech HaShecha, that's the mission in the end of a Mount Likana, Daf Lamed Dalet. You have certain kulas because it's a Savik, and certain din and the Rabbana, you are Mekel. Ma'asim Es HaDamayim, you remember the time that it's HaChamin, Bein HaShmashes, because it's a Savik. So the Yerushalmi says, if you lain bein hashmashes leyotza, because it's a safik yam safik laila, and kriya shmas deraisa. So that's what Rashi apparently is going with that shita. Rashi poses a question. Kain lo mekar masav beis hakneses. Rashi is bothered with the question. The Mishnah says you have to say kriya shmas v'shal laila after tzeis hakochavim. So the practice in the days of the Balei HaTesis was Rashi and Tesis. This is Damar right after the Shkia. It was Bein HaShmasha, so you're not Yotze. So Rashi understands you're not, it's a Sofik, like the Yerushalmi, Sofik by the Yotze, Sofik the Raisa Luchumra, Sofik the Rabban Lukula. So Rashi apparently thinks Parsha Rishoyna is the Raisa and Parsha Shnia is the Rabban. When it says B'shach B'Ovakum Mecha in the first Parsha, it means you got to say Shema, Parsha Shema. When it says B'shach B'Ovakum Mecha in the second Parsha, that's Lamar Tamasa Azbrecha. You should learn Torah with your children by Yom HaBalayla. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in the first parsha, it says, "Mishinatam alavanecha and some dibarta bam shach b'chav kamecha." That means to recite Kriya Shema. So Rashi holds Safik deraisa luchumra in the parsha Bishayna. Parsha Shnia is Safik derabbanu lekula. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. If Rashi holds already that Kriya Shema is deraisa, and the Bein HaShmash is not yotze because Safik deraisa luchumra, so why is it only parsha Bishayna? If you hold Kriya Shema is deraisa, you ought to repeat all the three parshias. Because everything is deraisa. Everything is deraisa. Tosfos thinks that both parshas are deraisa because b'shach b'chav kamecha. In the third parsha, either they hold like the Rambam that we discussed yesterday, that it's an integral part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or it's deraisa because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, one or the other, whatever. But Tosfos thinks everything. If you hold like Rashi, that's Safik deraisa l'chumra, so you should have said everything is deraisa. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that's not the answer. The answer is that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. That's how the Rebbe Kivega quoted the Bechadosh. He holds that Kriya Shema, we paskan, is only the Rabbanon. The guy's going to be learning anyway, the Balei HaTesis. They dab Marav early, but they're going to learn Gemara with Rashi. They didn't have any Tesis. They're writing the Tesis. They're composing the Tesis. They're going to learn Gemara with Rashi. They're going to learn Tanakh. Whatever they're going to learn. So they're going to be learning anyway, Talmud Torah. So the only question is, Kriya Shema, the Rabbanon, you have to say, Dav Kishma B'Hoyoyim Shemoy. That's the Rabbanon. But on the level of the Raisi, he's learning anyway. So since it's only an issue of the Rabbanon, because Ben Kovakov, the guy's going to be learning by Yom HaBalayla, so then the Rabbeinu Tam understood, David Kamarav, it doesn't only apply to David and Mincha and Ma'arev, it applies even to the Kriya Shema with the Brachas as well. So that's what we explained yesterday. The Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayos, quotes from the Prichodesh that the Rabbeinu Tam over here apparently thinks that Kriya Shema is Lav Deraisa. His attack against Rashi, Tosfos attacks Rashi, Rashi holds that you're not Yotze Parsha Rishayna Bein HaShmashes because it's a Sofik Deraisa, and Parsha Shnia Sofik Derabanan. So Tosfos says if you already hold like Rashi that is Deraisa, then all the Gimel Parsha should be Deraisa. How did Rashi come up with this idea that the Parsha Rishayna is Deraisa, Parsha Shnia is Derabanan? But the Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that the whole Kriya Shema is Lav Deraisa. Otherwise he wouldn't say David Kamar Rabbit. That's based on the assumption that it's a Sofik Derabanan, Lekula. He can go like Reb Yudi, he can go like the Rabbanan. So that's what the Rabbin and Tam came up with. And the Bali Atei says, when a happy Rabbin and Tam, because you have a tar to the sasri over here, you could be mekel, sofek, the Rabbanon, the Kula, but not a tar to the sasri, to daven mincha, after the plaga mincha, then to say kriya shma before it says a kochavim, that's the loy kemar, the loy kemar. So that's why they read, the Bala Tezah came up with a different answer. Not that we hold David Kamar Rabbi, that's a tie to this. We hold like one of the other Tanaim over here. That this man is somewhere over there after the Shkia and Shai. Okay, one of the other opinions. This is a famous topic. On this Mishnah, on the opening Mishnah, the Talmid Rabbein Yonah quote a comment from Rav Amram Goyen. Rav Amram Goyen also thinks that not like the Ri and the Rabbein Tam. He thinks that you have to follow the Mishnah. If you say Kriya Shema before it says a Kohav, may not Yotze. So you have to repeat later. Discussion, how many parshas you have to repeat. So we said, we don't say the Rabbeinu Yoina. What about Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, the third parsha? Here, that's, we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah is on Daf Yud Beis on Beis. Brachas, the Mishnah has on the bottom, the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Is there an obligation to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by Myra, or is it only by Shachris? Because it's learned out from the Pasuk, Mantitzko Sem Tesam HaSayim Kol Yimei Chayecho. So Yimei Chayecho HaYomim. What about Leila? So that's a Machlokes, how do you darshan the word Kol? So one Tanah says, Kol Yimei Chayecho, the word Kol, Kol Yimei Chayecho HaLeilos. Vachachamim Rambam, they disagree. Yimei Chayecho Elam HaZeh, but only by Yom, not by Laila. And the word kol lahavili mos hamashiach, that even in mos hamashiach there'll still be a chiv to recite zechiras yetzias mitzrayim, but only by Yom and not by Laila. So there's a double machlokes in the Mishnah. Is there a chiv bizman hazeh to mention yetzias mitzrayim by Laila or not? One machlokes, and second machlokes, will there still be a chiv to recite zechiras yetzias mitzrayim lasid lavoi after Mashiach will come? Why not? So the Gemara says, because lasid lavoi. Hine yamim bo'im ni'um Hashem. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah. Lo yamro adchay Hashem she'el es meis on the earth slam kim chay Hashem she'el v'she'ev yezer basis on the earth stofanim kol haaretz she'idachtem shama. Los lava, we won't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. So we discussed that yesterday. Just one interesting comment. The Mefarshim on the Mishnayos want to know, why is there a shinui loshen? Tanakama says, he doesn't say lahavi halelos. We don't have that girsa. Others have a girsa. We have halelos. But only by yom, not by laila. Kol yemechayecha lahavi lemos hamashiach. Why do you say lahavi? Lahavi over here. Why do you say lahavi halelos over here? So the mefarshim and the mishnayos talk about it. So they quote the name of Avdalva Soloveitchik, a very beautiful explanation. That's very pashtazdik. If you say lehavi lemois hamashiach, means the same mitzvah that applies by lemazah will continue to exist lemois hamashiach. So that's lehavi lemois hamashiach. The word kol is marbe that the mitzvah that we do today will still continue to exist lemois hamashiach. Also, it's a real mitzvah that's nehegis ledoros. That's called lehavi lemois hamashiach. If you say lemois hamashiach, it won't apply. It's only by lemazah. So it's only harashah. Okay. And you say, kol is mar b'leilo. So it's not that the chiyah b'yom applies even b'leilo. There's a separate chiyah b'yom. There's a separate chiyah b'leilo. It's manah shel zeh lo k'zmanah shel zeh. That's the loshen of the Shagas Aryeh on this. They're two different mitzvahs. So you can't use the loshen lahavi halelo. So you say, mechayecha hayamim, kol yemechayecha halelo. So you can't say lahavi halelo. You're not mar b'leilo that the leilos are also. It's a separate chiyah. There's one chiyah b'yom and another chiyah b'leilo. But if you say lahavi l'mos hamashiach, means the mitzvah they have today will continue to exist even l'mos hamashiach. That's why the loshen. That's why the zishin loshen. That's why I say lahavi l'mos hamashiach. Others give the Rav Avla, I think, is the pashim pshat. Others give complicated pshat. So the Rabbeinu Yonah has a comment that he quotes from Rav Amram Goyen. He says, when you dab mariv early, you're not yotze. Like Rashi, he doesn't hold like the Ri, he doesn't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. You're not yotze kriyashman. You got to say it over later. How many parshas is a different story? Yeah. Why don't you have to say over Yetzias Mitzrayim? How come Rashi is not? Tyson says you should say over all the three parshias. If you hold that Ben Hashmash, it's a suffix, because it's not the mitzvah of Zman Shechiva. The vote is Bayom or Balayla. It's a mitzvah of Laila. Ben Hashmash is suffix Laila. So if it's a suffix, so you should have to say over all the three parshias. So we We said Rashi holds the Parsha Shnei is only the Rabbanan, but the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the Raisa. Why don't you go to Chumra on that? So we explained yesterday based on the Mashmos of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Kol, the word Lahavi Yimecha Echa Hayamim Kol Yimecha Echa Halilos. It doesn't say in the Pasuk Leilos. It just says Kol. In addition to the Zman of Yom, you have to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in another unit of time, in another time unit. Which is the other time unit? So like the Vilna Gaon said, Bein HaShemashis is a block of time, that's a new unit of time. It's both Yom and Laila. If it would be a suffix, when is Laila? Where is the cutoff point now? At 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later. So then Bein HaShemashis misafik. You still didn't arrive at the time, that's a new Zman. But if you say like that, Ritva and Yuma says that it's a block of time that has properties of both Yom and Laila to it. So it's a new unit of time. That's what the Vilna Gaon holds. It's a new unit of time. So that's Kol. Matiz Kol Yimecha Yecha. Yimecha Yecha Hayamim Kol Yimecha Yecha. Doesn't have to be Halelos. Kol is Marba, another Zman. Another Zman. The Bein HaShemashis is another Zman. Like the Vilna Gaon said. So that seems to be what the Rabbeinu Yoina says over here. That even if you hold Zechiris, it's even time by Yom, is a real din, by Yom or Balayla, is a real din deraisa. You wouldn't say Sofik deraisa luchumi, you're not Yoitz. On Kriyashma, you say like that. Because the Yerushalmi understood b'shach b'chav kumecha, b'shach b'chav means balayla. In Bein HaShemashis, it says safik, the safik derais aluchum. But the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't have to be balayla. It just says kol. It's marba another time unit in addition to yamim. So Bein HaShemashis is a new time unit. So that's nicha. What the Rav Amram Gaon is known for is the following. The Rabbeinu Yoina quotes Rav Amram Gaon. If you daven Ma'ariv early and you have to repeat Kriyat Shema later, then you have to say a bracha shekadoshanu b'mitzvah sabitzivanu likros hashma. When you say Kriyat Shema later at night, so Rabbeinu Yoina says, what in the world is that all about? We never say a bracha on Kriyat Shema when you daven Ma'ariv bizman, so you don't say a bracha. So why nishtana? Why is over here? Why is it that if you daven Ma'ariv early and you have to repeat Kriyat Shema later, why should you have to say a bracha? So the Netziv has in the shiurim that he gave in Valojim, he has in the Meroi Mesode, he explains what the Kavana of the Rav Amram Gaon is, and he relates it to a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, they asked various Tanoim and Amoraim, b'meher achta yomim, what did you do to be zechel to such longevity? So each man gave a different answer. So one of them said, he was a kohen, whenever he would duchen, he would all say a bracha. So the Rishonim ask a question, that's the din. So why is he zecha tarich as yamim? He just did what the din requires. You always have to say a bracha before you're about to kol mitzvahs kulam baruch alayim oivel asiyasim. So the Miri gives, we spoke about that yesterday a little bit, the Miri says that it goes, so we didn't speak. If a kohen is going to duchen a second time in the same day for a different minyan, not shachris and musaf, kach tikna chachamim, you have to duchen shachris and musaf. And the Torah only mechuyev to duchen once a day when called upon, and midrabbanan shachris and musaf, mechuyev midrabbanan to duchen a second time. And let's say it's a regular Thursday morning, and he duchen the first minyan, he wants to go to work, and they ask him, could he be kind enough to duchen by the second minyan? So he's not mechuyev to duchen by the second minyan. So the Miri said, that's the midas chasidus. When he duchen the second time in the day, he also said a bracha. That's also a questionable pshat. are you supposed to say a bracha? Not supposed to say a bracha. Why is that as midas chasidus? So the Netziv doesn't know from that meiri. He didn't have any meiris. He says pshat in the Gemara is like this: meikir adin. When you duchen, you don't have to say any bracha at all. Why not? So he has this balamor in Rosh Hashanah. Balamor says that in the days of the Gemara, when they blew shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, they never said a bracha, Asher Kedushan Tzatzon L'Shmaya Kol Shofar. Since the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar was fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of the Chazaras HaShatz, so you don't need an additional brachas HaMitzvah. But the Goinim were the ones introduced that you should blow Tkiyahs before you start davening Musaf. The Gemara said, isn't it in the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Lama tok merim kshei yosh, and tok merim kshei momdim." So, beferish the Gemara that the tkiyas the miyushav, tkiyas the miyuman. So that's why we read the Gemara. Tkiyas the miyushav is before Tkiz the Me'umad is in the middle of the Amidah, middle of the Shemana Esrei. Tkiz the Me'ushav is before he daven Musaf. So the Balamar said that's not true. He translates Tkiz the Me'ushav means in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz when everybody's sitting in their seat and there's the Korim and the synagogue. That's called Tkiz the Me'ushav. And Tkiz the Me'umad is when everybody's folding up their talis and they're running out of shul. That's Tkiz the Me'ushav. So he says in the days of the Gemara, it existed more Tkiz than you had to. But the tkiyas started in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. There were no tkiyas before Musaf. And tkiyas the Milma was after Chazaras Hashatz. When I was a Balagan and Shul, everybody was on their way out. That's called tkiyas the Milma. In the days of the Goinim, they introduced the tkiyas, what we call tkiyas the Miyushab, to blow shofar before Musaf. Why? Because the Goinim introduced so many piyutim, it's going to take forever to daven. So the Cholam is Kainim and Noshim Uboris and Manikas, they can't wait till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to finish davening Musaf. So they're going to miss the whole Tkiya Shofar. And all the piyutim we say, kemat all the piyutim we say before Kedusha. So they're not even going to be in shul when they blow Tkiya Malchus. Forget about Zechrenus and Shofars. So in the days of the Goyim, when they added all the piyutim, so that's when they introduced the Tkiya before Musaf. So, if you belong Shofar, not within the context of the Chazaras Hashat, not within the framework of Brachas, then you need a Bracha on Tkiya Shofar. That's the Balamor. That's what the Balamor writes. So the Netziv says, Duchening is always in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. Kach tikna chacham, you should duchen. The Kohanim have to walk up to the duchen by the Bracha Bavoida, by Ritzei, and they duchen after Tavshim Chalachonor Lehoides, before the Chazan says Sim Shalom. Then you duchen over there. So he says, Mi'ikar Adin, since the duchening is fulfilled within the framework of the Brachas of Chazaras Hashatz, you don't need a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. So this was a Midas Chassidus of this Tana, who happened to be a Kohen. He personally decided he's going to say a Bracha, but it's not really the Birchas HaMitzvah. Mi'ikar HaDin is not covered with the Din Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Over L'Asiyosem. What is this Bracha all about? He says it's based on a Zohar. The Zohar says, that's what the Poskim quote, the meaning is that on Erev Yom Kippur, the parents give Brachas to their children. So the Zohar says, Olashim, when you want to give a bracha to a bus of Adam, it's not right to start with a bracha to a bus of Adam. First, you should quote a pasuk to giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards, you should give the bracha to a bus of Adam. So that's why this Kohen, this Tana, who is a Kohen, he felt it's not right to start Yivrecha Hashem Yishmarecha. So he decided he's going to say his own bracha. Shekedishan, Bekedish Hasur Shalarain. He invented a new bracha as a Midas Chassidus. You're allowed to do that. Not a bracha about Torah. Very pelodic. The Gemara says, Anshin Knesset HaGadol composed all the brachas. Bekam Yelech, also the Sapa B'Shvachah Shalom Mokim. You're not allowed to add on your own brachas. So that's problematic with this Netziv. But this is what the Netziv interprets in that Gemara. Rabbi Soloveitchik was a descendant of the Netziv. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv, but he had a different style of learning. The Netziv had a different style. This is one of the few Netzivs that Rabbi Soloveitchik would say over. He hardly said over anything for the Netziv. It's a completely different derech. The last couple of years of Alojana Yeshiva, they were co-Rashi Yeshiva. The Netziv appointed Rabbi Chaim as co-Rashi Yeshiva with him. And people complained that Rabbi Chaim wasn't Roy Lekach, and it's only nepotism, only because he married the granddaughter. So the board of directors came and to listen to Rabbi Chaim say Yeshiva. To see, the board of directors consisted of alumni of Alojana Yeshiva, who are prominent rabbis in Europe. And they came and they decided that he was worthy of saying a shiur. But he gave a totally different style shiur from the Netziv. So the Netziv gave a shiur every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Rav Chaim said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, they had Chazor. And every day they covered approximately a blot Gemara. So there were some who only, like Rav Kook, he only attended the Netziv shiur. He didn't like Rav Chaim shiur. It's newfangled stuff, he didn't go for that. Others only like Rav Chaim shiur. Razzle dazzle, they didn't like the Netziv shiur. I think most of them went to both shiur and they didn't see that there was a contradiction, such a totally different difference between night and day. I'm not saying which one is night and which one is day. A totally different style of a shiur. The Netziv was the old derech and Rav Chaim was a new derech. But, so that's it. Rav Soloveitchik really said all the things from the Netziv. This is one of the few things that he did say. This Netziv, with the Rav Amram Goen, by Kriya Shema. So he said, if you daven Mara Bizman, and you yotze Kriya Shema in the framework of the Brichas Kriya Shema, then you don't require a Brichas HaMitzvah. But if you daven Mara early, before Tzeis HaKram, and you have to repeat Kriya Shema later, so then you're not saying the Kriya Shema within the framework of Brachas, then the rule applies. Kol haMitzvos Kulam Baruch Aleinu Avelos Yosef Yisrael Brachem. That's an Itziv's interpretation by the Duchening. Why Medina de Gemara, you don't have to say Brach and Duchening, it was a Midas Chassid. It's its interpretation in the Balamor by Tkiyah Shofar and his interpretation over here in the Rav Amram Gaon. So the Eitzchi used to say in this context, the Nesivas put out the Siddur. That's called the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Mishnah Berurah, every other page, quotes things from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur has a Haggadah, Maisa Nisim Haggadah, with the comments of the Nesivas. So he has in the Hagdomah, the Netzivas wrote to his commentary on the Haggadah, so he quotes a kasha that the Rishonim work on. How come the Chachamim were not misakan the Birchas HaMitzvah, Oyvel HaSiyosam, before reciting Sipi Yitzias Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah like all the other mitzvahs. How come you don't say a bracha before? So he quotes different suggestions were given by Rishonim. So he gives his own suggestion. He says that on Pesach night, the Gemara says in the last parak himself on Pesach night, the Chachamim were misakan that you should fulfill Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim within the framework of four brachas. The first bracha is Kiddush Alakos, second bracha is Asher Gi'olanu Alakos, third bracha is Birchas Hamozan Alakos, and the fourth bracha is Birchas Hashir. When you finish the Birchas Hashir, that's the end. Chad Gadya, that's not part of the Haggadah. Echad Miyadeh, that's not really part of the Haggadah. You finished already. So that's what the Nesiva says. Whenever one fulfills a mitzvah, in the, let's say, he poses a question. You say shahakal over a cup of coffee. So why don't you say a bracha? There's a mitzvah midrabban to say birchas hanenin. So why don't you say a bracha? Shikadishana b'mitzvah sabitzvan lebarach ala oichlim, and then say shahakal and then drink it. But let's say there's a mitzvah in Atar to recite kiddush. Why don't you say a bracha? Shikadishana b'mitzvah lekadeshas hashabbos, and then to say the kiddush. So he said the answer is whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, they didn't misaken another Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So he says, not only that, whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of a series of brachas, like you fulfill Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim within the framework of the four brachas alakos, the Kiddush alakos, the Asher Gi'olanu alakos, the Birchas HaMazon alakos, and the Birchas HaShir alakos. So he says, that's, and he brings the Rai from this, from these Rishayim. Whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of a series of brachas, there's no need for additional Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay. For those who are interested, I'm giving a shiur here at this classroom at 1:30 today. Is the first of the series of six shiurim on Hilchas Erevin. You learn all there is to know about making an Erev and passing someone else's Erev. Okay. And then on Sunday, what time is the shiur? We're going to continue here in Bracha. Sunday the shiur is 11:30. 11:30 to 1. Okay. I think Monday is regular time. Is there school on Monday?
No.
Officially,
no,
there's no
college.
There's
no
college.
It's
normal. What? What?
It's probably a Sunday schedule.
Sunday schedule.
Usually Sunday.
Okay, so people want to learn on Monday on the Sunday schedule. We should have this year at 11:30 in the morning.
Should we find out about it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a poll. Okay. The Democratic Shia.
Why is we playing Rashi necessarily like the Rishami? Why does Rashi need to be on this topic?
Why does Rashi say you only have to repeat one and not the other? So we say because one is the Rashi, the other is the Rabban. So whoever was, so it sounds like the Rishami. That's something the Rashi. Sounds like it. He's quoting the Rishonim. He's quoting the Rishonim.